Hey, Riley.
Yeah?
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, million favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Well, the basketball season is practically over, and all through it, Riley's son, Junior, captain of the John J. Boskowitz Junior High School team, has been the most important boy in the world to Riley. Right now, we find Riley giving Junior a few pointers for the closing game of the season tomorrow night.
Now, listen, Junior. The kid you got to watch is their forward, Anderson, see?
Riley, will you please stop talking basketball and finish your supper?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just a second, Dublin.
Well, Daddy's right. He's terrific at throwing passes.
Mm-hmm. You've been out on dates with this guy, huh, Babs?
Daddy, I was talking about basketball.
Oh, don't worry. I'm pretty good at smearing passes, Pop.
No. You got to steal that ball away from him and shoot a goal. Now listen carefully. I'll explain it to you, see?
Oh, Pop, quit worrying. We got a coach.
Oh, so you think more of the coach than you do of your own father, huh?
But he gets paid to teach us.
Well, sure he gets paid. From the taxes that I owe. Now, listen, Junior.
Since when are you such an authority on basketball?
Peg, you seem to forget that I played right forward for 3 years for good old MIT.
MIT? Daddy, you never went to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
I'm talking about the Manhattan Independent Taxi Drivers. We were tops in the vehicle league. We ran over everybody.
Riley, I want to clear the table.
Yeah, well, Peg, this is important. Junior's team has got to win tomorrow. Now, look, son, I worked out a swell play for you. I used to use it in the old days. You can give it to the coach with my compliments. Junior.
Huh?
Well, pay attention. Now, here's the play. You see, this salt shaker is the center, and the knife here is the two forwards, and this fork is the right guard. You get the idea? And this jelly donut is the basketball. Now, watch what happens. The guard, that's the fork, he dribbles the ball, that's the jelly donut, he throws it. It goes up, up, up. I'm under it, and I catch it. Thanks.
Riley, you don't have to catch it in your mouth.
Now you're dribbling, Daddy. There's jelly on your chin.
Well, what do you think of it, Junior? Huh?
Think of what?
Junior, you weren't listening.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pop.
Well, now, this next play I want to show you.
Pop, I need some money real bad.
Oh, okay, son. Here's 50 cents.
Well, I need more than that.
Well, how much do you need, Junior?
$25.
$25? Junior, you ain't planning to get married, are you?
What in the world do you want with all that money?
Well, I need a bike. There's this new bicycle club, and all the other fellas belong...
And Marilyn Morris.
Pipe down, Bab.
Uh-huh. Your girl. Peg, I don't know what kind of a boy we're raising. All of a sudden, he likes girls.
Now, be sensible. When you were Junior's age, didn't you have a girl?
Well, sure, but I didn't like her.
Oh, come on, be a pal, Pop. I just gotta have a bike.
Riley, you did promise to buy him one.
I promised him a bike when he graduated.
But I need it now.
Well, you'll just have to be patient. My father promised me a bike when I graduated from grammar school, and I had to wait 12 years to get it.
But this is important.
Nothing's more important than that game tomorrow. Remember, everybody in John J. Boskowitz Junior High is depending on you.
All right, don't give me the money. I'll get it myself. You'll see.
Stubborn, just like his mother. Come on, team. Squash them like grapes and step on the pits. Three cheers for John J. Boskowitz.
Hey there, Riley.
Oh, well, if it ain't Jim Gillis. Just practicing a few cheers for the game. Oh, you're going to see a great game tonight, Gillis.
I come to the game only to get away from my wife.
Well, Peg's listening to the game at home. They're broadcasting it.
We ain't got no radio in my house. My wife don't like nothing else around that talks.
Well, where do you see Mike Jr. in action tonight?
Stop bragging about your kid. I got a son, too, you know. Only my egg boy don't waste his time with athletics. My boy's studying medicine. Someday you'll be a veterinary at a racetrack.
Well, come on, let's go see Junior in the locker room. I got to give him a little pepper talk. Around this way. It's quicker to go outside and around.
Even when my egg boy is a veterinary, I won't have to pay no doctor's bill. That horse of a wife of mine can go to egg boy.
Well, here, this way, Gillis. The locker room's over on the right here.
Hey, Mac.
Oh, me? I ain't Mac.
Did you place your bets yet?
Bets? You mean you taking bets on this kid's game?
Sure. I'm laying 2-1 on Southern High and giving you 3 points.
Why, you beat it.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay. But you ain't going to get better odds from the other bookies.
Gillis, did you hear that? Bookies taking bets on a junior high school game.
Yeah. I guess that gambler's too stupid to get into a college.
When the gamblers move in, the game gets crooked. Junior high school kids. The next thing you know, they'll be moving in on nurseries, laying odds on what baby gives the loudest burp. Gillis, something's got to be done about this.
Hey, look.
I'm going to go down.
Ain't that your junior over there?
Yeah.
Sitting in that car there, talking to some man there.
Yeah, that's Junior. Hey, I don't like the looks of that character he's talking to.
He's got a mean face.
Yeah, shifty-eyed.
An underworld type if I ever seen one.
What does a crook like that want with Junior? Gillis, maybe he's... Oh, if I could only hear what they're saying. Gee, I wish my ears were bigger.
Gosh, Dr. Whitaker, you can't come to the team banquet?
I'm afraid not, Junior. I have to leave town right after the game. There's a convention for principals in San Diego.
Oh, gee, that's too bad.
Yes, I've been treating the team to a banquet after the final game for 15 years now. But there's no reason why the boys can't have it without me. So I'll give you the money and you pay the rest for it, huh?
Oh, gosh, thanks, Dr. Whitaker. You're the swellest principal John J. Boskowitz ever had.
Thank you. Now, let's see, where's my wallet? Oh, yes, here it is.
Can you hear what they're saying, Riley?
Now, let's get a little closer.
Careful, they don't see. The guy might have a gun, you know.
Shh. Listen.
15, 20, and 10 is $30.
Gillis, he's giving Junior money. 30 bucks.
Uh-huh.
A bribe. A bribe? What for?
To throw the game. What else?
Oh, Junior, how could you?
Some son you got. My sweet boy is home dissecting frogs.
Well, Junior, the game will be starting soon. Now, you go out on that court and, well, I don't have to tell you what to do.
I know, and I won't let you down.
Just leave it, you don't.
He's threatening them with violence. Why, that rat out break.
No, wait, don't start nothing. Yeah. You'll only incriminate Junior.
Yeah, but he's a crook. He's leaving.
Well, too long,
Junior,
too long.
Let me at him. Let me go.
Hey, don't. The guy will shoot.
Hiya, Pop. What are you doing around here? Haven't you got a ticket?
Junior, listen, I got to talk to you.
But the game's going to start.
I don't care. Now, listen, son.
Junior Riley, I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Coach.
Get down to the locker room right away. Come on now.
Okay, Coach.
Junior,
I'll see you later, Pop.
Junior, wait. He's gone. Oh, Gillis.
It's all in the way you bring up a son.
My own boy. A bribe taker. After all I'd done for him. When he was a baby and he cried, I gave him my gold watch to make him stop. When he didn't want to go to school, I gave him a $10 pair of roller skates to make him go. When he had mumps and he wouldn't lie down, I gave him 25 cents an hour to make him stay in bed. I can't understand it. Where did he learn to take bribes?
And only 14 years old, too. Wait till he grows up. He'll be on television with Senator Keith Halber.
Yeah, well, I'm through with him. I'll feed him, I'll clothe him, I'll send him through college, and I'll pay for his wedding. But after he's married, he's on his own.
Hey, Mike, let's go in and watch him throw the game.
No, I couldn't stand it. If he wanted money so bad, why didn't he come to me? I'd have been glad to... Oh, Gillis.
Stop crying. So you got a crooked son, so what?
It's all my fault. He did ask me, and I turned him down. The poor kid begged me, and I refused him. Why didn't I listen to him? Oh, I'm a beast.
I never argue with facts.
Come on, Gillis, to the locker room. There's still time to stop Junior.
Yeah, what is it?
Coach, I gotta see Junior Riley.
Well, you can't see him now.
Well, it's important.
I'm sorry, no visitors.
Yeah, but I gotta see... Oh, ridiculous. What'll I do? He mustn't throw that game.
Tell the coach.
No. No, he'll get in trouble.
My boy's home, reading titles.
I got it. I got a brain stroke. This crooked gambler we saw is bribing Junior to lose the game. Okay, I'll bribe Junior to win the game.
Bribe him?
Well, sure. Give me a pencil, quick. I got to write Junior a note.
Well, here.
Let me see. That gambler gave Junior $30.
Riley, maybe you better not.
Quiet. Dear Junior, I know what you're planning to do in the game. Don't do it. Do exactly the opposite. I'm enclosing $31 to make it worth your while. Signed, a friend. That ought to do it.
I don't know, Riley. Maybe you...
I know what I'm doing. Now, I'll put this in my pay envelope here with the $31. That's 10, 25, 30, and 4/4. Lucky I got paid today.
I only have to give my kid 10 cents a week for iodine.
We're starting any minute.
Yeah? Oh, it's you again. I told you...
Yeah, I know,
you...
Coach. Please, will you give this note to Junior Riley? It's important. I'll wait for an answer.
Okay. Hey, Junior, here's a note for you.
For me, Coach? Who brought it?
I don't know. Some big character. You better open it. He's waiting for an answer.
Hey, there's money in it. $31. Oh, I don't get it.
What does the note say?
It says, Dear Junior, I know what you're planning to do in the game. Don't do it. Do exactly the opposite.
What? Let me see that note. Don't do... Why, the cheap waiting for an answer, is he? I'll give him an answer. Come in here, you.
Oh, much obliged.
Pop!
That's your father?
Yeah.
That beats everything. Trying to bribe his own kid.
Yeah, I was bribing him.
You
to...
admit it.
No, I don't admit nothing.
You wrote this note, didn't you?
Well, yes, I wrote it.
And you signed it a friend, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm not really his friend. I'm his father.
Pop, what did you do it for?
Well, I can explain everything. You see, a little while ago, I saw Junior...
You saw what?
No, I didn't see him. I didn't see anything.
Well, there's the whistle. All right, boys, everybody in the gym, make it snappy now. Just a minute, Junior, not you.
Coach, you mean I can't play?
I'm sorry, I can't take any chances until this whole thing is cleared up. There'll have to be a full investigation.
But, Coach, I'm the captain. It's the big game.
You heard me.
Now, just a minute. You can't do this to my boy.
I'll take care of you later. If you weren't the boy's father, I'd have you arrested on the spot. Now, get out.
No, let me explain. I saw Junior take... I thought the man was... I gave him the money to... When the fella... You're
hanging an innocent man.
You have just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. But now... Here's an important question.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And what a timely question now that spring is officially here. As a matter of fact, I think the situation calls for a song. So if our orchestra will oblige with Rubinstein's Welcome, Sweet Springtime.
Oil up the lawnmower, brother, it's a suffering. Spade up the garden, plant seeds and sing. Warm weather's coming with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Days when it's good to hear.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer served anywhere. And, folks, tonight I've asked our expert drummer, Sammy Weiss, to help us make the three-way experts test. And you folks at home, well, I hope you'll make the test with us, too. Sammy, here is a glass and a nice cold bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Go ahead, pour yourself.
Oh, Harry, this I'm going to like.
Oh, boy, listen to that. Doesn't that make you thirsty?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, test number one. Look at that beer closely. See the clear color, the creamy head.
Mighty easy on the eyes, Harry.
Now, Sammy, test number two. Sniff it. Get a whiff of that fragrant Blue Ribbon blend.
Oh, that's for me, Harry. Hey, but hey, when do I get to taste it?
Oh, that's the best part. Right now, Sammy. That's test number three. Taste that smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Ah, Harry, you know...
Finest beer served anywhere. So, Sammy, what are you going to say the next time somebody asks you, what'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, Harry. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I got it. back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley, with Paula Winslow and John Brown. Well, the big game is on, but Riley and Junior are alone in the locker room.
Junior.
Go away. Please.
But, Junior.
Go away.
Now, listen, Junior.
Let me alone. I never want to talk to you again.
You never want to talk to me again. I never want to talk to you again. Now, you listen to what I have to say.
I won't listen.
I want a little respect, Junior. Remember, I'm old enough to be your father.
Some father. Why did you do it?
Why did you do it?
What did I do?
You know what you've done. Don't try to braze it out. This is how you repay me after all I've done for you. Why do you think I'm slaving away in that factory year after year to give you a better chance in life?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Look at my hands. Full of calluses working for you. Look, this callus paid for your tonsils. This callus straightened your teeth. And this little callus here, when it swells up, is going to send you through college. Why, I haven't even got one callus for my own personal pleasure.
You're always talking about what you do for me. All you ever do is get me into trouble.
I get you? Well, that settles it. You and me are through. I want a divorce.
Well, I'm through with you. You'll see, I'm changing my name.
Well, I'm changing my name. So don't pick the name I'm picking.
Don't worry, I won't. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Junior. Junior, wait. Junior, come back. Oh, Junior, I can't live without you. What a life. I wish the earth would open up and swallow me.
I wouldn't say that if I were you.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. Something amiss, dear chum.
Oh, Digger, I feel terrible. Nobody's ever been as low as I am right now.
Would you care to bet?
I'm going to be disgraced. Nobody will talk to me. All my friends will drop me.
I won't drop you. Until I'm forced to. What's the trouble, right?
My junior was thrown off the team. He did a bad thing, and now I'm in trouble.
Ah, boy. The dear little lads are invariably creating difficult tasks. There's a gang of hoodlums who have been annoying me. The other day, they took a sign from the street and hung it on the door of my business establishment. I was mortified.
Why? What did the sign say?
One-way traffic.
What Junior did was worse. He took a bribe to throw the game.
Oh, Riley, that's a dreadful accusation unless you have real proof. In my profession, we have a slogan. Always be sure of your ground before you start throwing dirt.
I saw him with my own eyes talking to this gambler.
Oh, the scoundrel. I'd like to lay him out. Oh, come, Riley, let's go inside. They're starting the last hand.
No, I lost my taste for basketball. You go without me, Digger.
No, I insist. I have a lovely box, and I want you in it.
No, thanks, Digger. Wait a minute. Digger.
What is it, Riley?
Look over there, going in the door. The guy in the black hat. It's him, the gambler.
Oh, wait, Riley. Are you sure?
Positive. Look, now he's talking to the whole team. He's trying to bribe the whole lot of them.
Oh, my. Quick, after him.
Yeah, come on, Digger.
Hurry, Riley. He's over there. He's walking away.
I'll stop him. I'll bring him down with a flying tackle. Here I go. Got him.
Riley, you missed him. Take your head out of the water pail.
What's the meaning of this? Who is this idiot?
This idiot's the guy who's going to put you in jail. Come here, you crook.
Now, take your hands off me.
Coach.
Oh, it's that Riley. Didn't I tell
you? Coach, I got him. This is the rat. Listen, everybody.
Let go of me, sir. Unhand me, I say.
Listen, everybody. Listen to what I have to say. Listen. Right. Listen. Come on, you four-flushing weasel. You low-down, conniving crook. You tell the people who you are.
I am Dr. Ralph Waldo Whittaker, principal of Boscowitz Junior High School. Now, what were you about to say?
Well,
Principal, may I leave the room?
Now, let's proceed in an orderly fashion. Don't you realize, Mr. Riley, that the money I gave your son was merely to pay for the team's banquet?
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You mean Junior didn't take a bribe? My boy is honest?
Why, of course he's honest.
What a revolting development this is.
And how could you possibly assume for one moment that I was a gambler?
Well, it was your mean face. I mean... Well, you know what I mean.
Well, at any rate, it's all settled now, and your boy, Junior, is in the clear.
Yeah. Will you put him in the game now, Coach?
Yeah, it better if we're going to win. We're behind 98-96. With 13 minutes left. Get him, quick.
Oh, right away. Junior! Oh, I just remembered. We had a fight. He ran away.
Well, we'll have to find him.
I'll go out and look for him. I'll comb the city.
Yeah, there's no time. This is a fine mess you got us into.
I got it. I know how to reach Junior.
Where are you going?
Don't worry. I'll get Junior. You leave it to me, Coach. I'll get him here. O'Reilly never says die until he's been dead 6 months.
And with 10 minutes left, the score is 112 to 111 in favor of Southern. It's still a close game.
Oh, why doesn't Junior do something, Mother?
Well, the game isn't over yet, Dad.
Bradford and Greenberg are playing a great game for the Boscowitz team, but they just can't get those points. Wait, there's a goal for Southern. It's 114 to 111.
Junior can't be playing a good game today. The announcer hasn't even mentioned his name once.
Oh, your poor father. He must be disappointed.
Now, Southern is going down the court. There's a long pass. Now a dribble by Kibble. Now Greenberg has it.
Give me the mic. I got to talk.
Please, we're on the air. Greenberg tries a shot. He missed you, but I got to talk. Give me the air.
Well, who on earth is that?
I don't
know. Come on. Get away from here.
No, I got to talk.
This is Chester Riley taking over. The regular announcer accidentally walked into somebody's fist.
Oh, no.
Folks, if any of you see my boy, Junior, tell him to come to the gym right away. Junior, please come back. You can play. Everything's okay. Peg, find Junior. Babs, find Peg and tell her to find Junior. Please, Junior, if you're listening, come to the stadium. And if you ain't listening, turn on the radio. Do you hear me, son? Turn on the radio.
Mother, I don't understand. What's Junior doing?
Never mind, Junior. Look what your father's doing.
Please, Junior, come back. Please, please.
Hiya, Mom.
Oh, Junior, what happened?
Why aren't you playing?
Junior, hurry up. We need you.
Oh, is Pop home? Then I'm going out.
No, it's the radio. Quick, go to the stadium. We want you right away. Now hurry up.
You mean I can play?
Yeah.
Junior, please come.
Okay, Pop, I'm coming.
Come to the game. Your team's behind 131 to 130. Only 10 seconds left. Your team is going to lose unless you make a goal. Come to the game.
Oh, I hope he gets there in time.
Junior, do you hear me? Come to the game. I'll raise your allowance.
Pop, am I in time?
Beat it, kid. I got to find Junior.
Where is Junior?
Holy smoke, television. I'm just... Junior, it's really you.
What happened?
Never mind. Quick, get in the game. Time out!
Hurry up, Junior.
I'm not dressed, Coach.
Put on some sneakers, quick.
Oh, I want to let you in on a little secret. My son, Junior, just came into the game, and he's going to sink that winning goal. Now, do you hear that, folks? That's my boy they're cheering. The game's in the bag for Boscowitz, because that's my boy who's playing. They're lined up now, waiting for the toss at center. They've got a chance, folks. That was my boy in there. Now, he's all set now. Ball goes up. It's back to Greenberg. A pass to Junior. Watch out, Junior. Turn around. It hit him on the head. Wait, it's going up, up, up. It's a goal. We won. My boy Junior did it. The ball bounced 50 feet off his head. And where did he get that iron head? From me.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment, but right now...
Oh, it's famous, not just here at home, but from Timbuktu to far off Nome.
From the Virgin Isles to the Straits of Dover, it's Pabst Blue Ribbon, the whole world over. That is a fact, folks. More Pabst Blue Ribbon is exported to foreign lands than any other American beer. It's the beer with the flavor the whole world knows. Why, they tell me you'll even find it way out in Samoa in the South Pacific.
Samoans living in the South Pacific, where sun and flowers are prolific. Say, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer is swell. So ask them this and hear them yell.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor, zest and sparkle, million flavors. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor,
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Yes, sir, wherever you travel, to the far corners of the world or right here in the good old USA, you'll find folks enjoying that international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Remember, the quality that has carried Pabst Blue Ribbon around the world is yours for the asking. The next time the waiter asks you, what'll you have, tell him you want the world's number one favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere.
Junior, do you really forgive me for thinking that you'd take a bribe?
Oh, sure I do, Pop. Oh,
thanks, son. But that ain't enough. I got to make it up to you, so I got you a... well, take a look out on the porch, Junior.
Pop, a bike! You got me a bike!
Yes, sir, it's all yours, Junior.
But where did you get the money?
The money? what's the difference? Try it out, Junior.
Oh, boy, it's a beaut. Hey, look, what's this painted on the frame? Property of the Los Angeles Daily Herald. Pop, this is one of the bikes the paper loans to their newsboys.
Yeah, that's right, son. Wake me up tomorrow morning at 5.
Well, Peg, Sunday is Easter. I suppose you'll be celebrating with some old-fashioned ham.
Old ham? Harry, you mean Riley?
Oh, no. Not that kind.
Yeah, well, I heard you. You said ham.
Now, Riley, you know I mean the kind you spread all over with mustard and serve with sweet potatoes and tall, foaming glasses of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Oh, well, that's different.
Then we're friends again, huh?
You will, yeah.
On Easter Day or any day, what'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Happy Easter, everybody.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavors, zest and sparkle, million flavors. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor,
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott. Direction by Mitch Lindemann. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Eiler. Junior is Bobby Ellis. The coach is Herb Vigran. Whitaker is Don Randolph. Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. This is Harry Von Zell saying hope you can join us next week. Bye.
Stay tuned for Bill Stern and the sports next over many NBC stations.